state of origin time, where we all become rugby league experts very quickly. It's in Adelaide, and when we talk state of origin, we talk Wally Lewis, and we've got the King of Queensland on the line. Morning, Wally.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. Always do. It's the morning of origin. You think at my age, I've got a lot of that problem of nerves. But anyway, bring it on.
Bring it on. Now, first of all, Adelaide, I mean, the NRL, which I don't mind. They like to take game one to various venues sometimes. What's the mail out of Adelaide?
Well, I think the Queensland blokes, after listening to them talk in last night's news reports, they said that they were feeling pretty good about things. And I think it's just a natural thing. They'd all be saying that that they're all ready for the game. But that might be the case 24 hours before kickoff. But I'm sure that once they've woken this morning, they realise that it's just a few hours away. How are they going to start? Do they have full confidence in themselves? Do they have it in their teammates? Do they have enormous respect for the opposition or hatred? And they'll probably just go through the pattern of approach, which is so imperative in the outcome of the game. But you can think what you like, you can plan what you like, but it's what happens after the kickoff whistle goes, that first tackle takes place, that you really get the opportunity to take part in a contest, which has become a real hate fest for two teams that, well, two states that hate each other in state of origin time. And we will be seeing a little bit of physical confrontation taking place. Perhaps Queensland will get to win it, but they're certainly underdogs at this stage.
Now, I was reading that your coach, Billy Slade, had his game face on yesterday, and normally Billy's got the smile, the jokes. He was a bit gruff and having a crack at a few reporters. The tension there from Billy. I mean, he's made a couple of big calls in selection.
Yeah, he sure has. I noticed that as well. He's always in a good mood. Well, I used to think he was always in a good mood, but obviously being a coach, when your team's severe underdogs on the day of the game, he'll start to think that. But I think he realises the challenge at hand, and everyone's already been talking about Queensland's chances, considering that they will be fielding a much smaller side, particularly in the forward pack. But see, that's happened over the years with monotonous regularity, smaller teams winning the battle. If they can outrun them, outplay them, outthink them, I think Queensland will go a long way towards achieving success. But to do that, they're certainly going to have to stop the power, the might and the size of New South Wales forwards.
Good morning, Wally. What do you make of the major selection changes, I suppose, with no Kalyn Ponga and Dane Gagai, who have got runs on the board and have performed so well for the Maroons in years gone by, and Reece Walsh at number one? They're probably the big talking points.
Well, Ponga, he's had some trouble with head knocks recently, and I don't think the selectors felt all that good. They thought that maybe if they had been playing him, it may have only been one tackle that he ran into. If he copped a severe blow to the head, put his head in the wrong spot, that may have been the end of his night. So I think, they really just decided to play safe. Putting Reece Walsh out, right, there has been many people questioning him, and New South Wales have already said the size of this bloke, he's more like a garden gnome. So we're really going to have a shot at him, run the big boys at him, and that was something that that led me to a little bit of giggling. If you're going to run the big boys at him, the New South Wales forward, well, firstly, they've got to get through the Queensland forward pack themselves and then beat the backs to get to a bloke that'll be standing 30 or 40 metres behind the rest of his team. So I think they're predicting the best without thinking about what's required to get there. He's a brilliant attacking player, Reece. If he gets his chance, if there's an opportunity. And let's face it, New South Wales have picked a massive forward pack, and if Reece can sort of work from the support play of Daly Cherry Evans and Cameron Munster, the Queensland half, there may be an opportunity or two, because they're not the fastest blokes in the world, particularly off the ground. And if he can get in there and run close to the ruck, he may have a golden night at the office coming for him. But it's certainly easier said than done.
Wally, from what you know of Reece Walsh, how do you think he will handle the situation, both in terms of the physical intimidation, which is no doubt going to come his way, but also the occasion on the whole?
Yeah, the occasion, that's when you probably hit the nail on the head there. A lot of players say that sometimes they find it much more difficult in the build-up to the game and actually running on, waiting for the kick-off hooter, to get over that than actually taking part in the game. They're glad that that the whistle goes and they're finally in action. They're not thinking about it. They're not. They haven't got the fear factor going. They haven't got the if onlys. If only we have a bad start. If only I don't get to catch my first ball. They go right through the pattern of play that probably brings out that that fear. But having experienced him and watched a couple of his performances for the Brisbane Broncos this year in the NRL, he is when he gets going, he is absolute lightning. He can run this kid. And I think that he's just got to make sure that he provides wonderful support play for the Queensland halves in particular, Cam Munster and Daly Cherry-Evans, and also target some of the big New South Wales forwards that might be a little bit slower off the ground. And if he can do that and get a bright start, who knows? You know, the world's his oyster.
With our Storm hats on, Wally, I mean, you mentioned Cam Munster. He missed that epic Game 3 last year, but he's in phenomenal form again. And as you mentioned, him and Daly Cherry-Evans are probably the keys for Queensland.
I'm a huge fan of Cam Munster. I mean, I've been a Melbourne Storm fan for many years now, and I still regard when they won a premiership in their second year of existence as one of the greatest achievements I've ever seen in rugby league. But Munster and DCE will probably be the backbone of Queensland's hopes tonight, in that it won't just be their creative skills that make a real opportunity for others. It'll be the experience and their ability to be able to create doubt in the mind of the defenders. It might sound a little bit funny, but if they can construct the play, the sort of play that they've been at this level previously, and certainly this year in the NRL, it certainly could be a very comfortable night for Queensland. But to do that, they know, and I'm sure that they're the first to admit, Queensland's forwards have got to assert some sort of dominance up front and make sure that they gain control for them to work from a good field position.
Well, Tom Trbojevic, Turbo, we know is an absolute gun, but he's come under a bit of heat in recent times for his form, which has been a little bit below par. How big a loss is Latrell Mitchell with that calf strain for New South Wales, but also for Trbojevic in terms of that centres pairing?
Well, Mitchell's a massive loss. Absolutely massive. The Queenslanders were going around yesterday saying, oh, well, you know, it's disappointing for New South Wales, but there's another player coming in there and we've got to respect him in Trbojevic. Well, I'm damn sure that they're happy that that Mitchell is not there, because he has been on fire this year. Trbojevic, well, he's a fine player. I've enjoyed always watching him play. But we've got to remember, this is a fullback that's playing out of position. Mm. He can't get in there. He can't push James Tedesco aside, despite Tedesco sort of not being in his finest form at the moment. But Trbojevic, he certainly will be there, I think, to make sure that the defensive capabilities are on display. I actually think it'll be his centre partner who is more impressive. That's Stephen Crichton. He's big, he's tough, he's compromising, and he's one of those ones that can make life for an opponent very difficult throughout the course of 80 minutes on the field.
Now, Wally, I was thinking of asking for a tip, but maybe a margin's probably more important. What do you think? How do you think it'll play out tonight in Adelaide?
Oh, I think it's only going to be... Well, I haven't tipped against Queensland. that one eye of mine is working again. I think that they will win, but I think it's just going to be by the narrowest of margins, 2 points. There's too many good players in both sides for this to turn into a try-scoring rout. I think it's just going to be a very tight affair, with Queensland getting there just on the boot.
Well, he takes us inside the atmosphere. Unfortunately, we don't get to experience it because we're in AFL territory down here, and for some stupid reason we decided to give up State of Origin, even though I think we were the ones that introduced it. What is the atmosphere like and the vibe around Brisbane today?
On fire. Absolutely on fire. It's probably a little bit, well, a lot less than it is if the game was being played here in Brisbane. The place wouldn't have gone to sleep last night here in Brisbane, and they would have continued on. But people are they're nervous. They always are at this stage. They probably remain confident because of previous success that Queensland's had when making their judgment on the claims of people south of the border in New South Wales. That's always been something that has inspired us to bigger and better performances. But they know that that this is a team that must start well. There isn't quite as much experience at all in the Queensland pack as what we've had previously. And that's probably our biggest challenge because of the size of the New South Wales pack. But certainly the fans of Queensland have always had the... And even back in my playing days, when we used to lose a game, the wonderful thing was that the crowd never turned on us. They just gave us better support for the next game, and made us feel that that we had that that support, and we were probably capable of achieving success just this time if we produced a better performance.
Well, good luck tonight, Wally. We really appreciate your time on a big day for Queenslanders. We'll be watching with interest.
Thanks, mate. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. There's the great Wally Lewis. How good's that?